USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. Hundreds of supporters of the former president of Brazil stormed the country's National Congress on Sunday.
They refused to accept the latest election results in support of the leftist opposition leader who won in the last election. Hardcore supporters of the former president are calling for a military coup in order to put him back in charge. This despite Luiz Inácio da Silva was inaugurated last week. I'm Dave Collins.
At least 400 people have been arrested, according to CNN. President Biden visited Texas and met with border officials Sunday at the bridge of the Americas port of entry. However, Texas Governor Greg Abbott called the trip, quote, $20 billion too late and 2 years too late. The White House is pushing for immigration reform. Sentencing is scheduled for Monday at the Los Angeles Criminal Courts building for Harvey Weinstein. The disgraced movie producer was found guilty last month of sexually assaulting a woman in February 2013. The jury acquitted the former Miramax leader of a felony count involving another woman and deadlocked on charges involving two other women. He faces up to 18 years in prison. The Buffalo Bills returned to the field 6 days after teammate DeMar Hamlin suffered a heart attack on the field during Monday Night Football. The Bills earned the second seed in the AFC, downing the Patriots 35-23. It all started with a 96-yard kickoff touchdown, and quarterback Josh Allen knew they were playing with some extra emotion.
Days leading up to the game, wouldn't it be special if we could take that opening kickoff? And then when it happened, I was just like, I wasn't surprised.
Buffalo hosts Miami in one of next week's wild card games. After last week's bomb cyclone in Southern California, another storm is moving in, expected through Tuesday night. Strong winds and heavy rains in the area. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Governor Gavin Newsom is cautioning Californians about severe weather that's on the way.
We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in, and that's the imperative that we're trying to express here is the seriousness of purpose in terms of just being safe and being thoughtful.
Newsom said 12 people died since last week from storm-related conditions. It's expected to last until Tuesday. The College Football National Championship is Monday night, but one pregame ritual will not be tolerated.
SoFi Stadium has made it clear that tailgating will not be allowed in any of the parking lots around the stadium ahead of the Georgia-TCU matchup. That decision not sitting well with Georgia fans.
It's part of the game day experience. What's a great memory?
However, California, Los Angeles, and even stadium officials say they're not to blame. It's actually the college football playoffs that have banned tailgating, just like they did last year in Indianapolis and in prior years in Miami and New Orleans. I'm John Schaefer.
The Miami Dolphins are playoff bound for the first time since 2016 as they edged the Jets Sunday 11-6 and got help from the Bills, who beat the Patriots. James Cameron's latest blockbuster continues to dominate North American box offices. Avatar: The Way of Water earned another $45 million in its fourth week of release in the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second, the horror comedy Megan, which made just over $30 million in its debut weekend. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.